that's really what sports is all about. It's the opportunity to work with others toward a common goal and really figure out how we can all come together to achieve success.
Please welcome to Family Sports Life Today, Ms. Karen Bryant, Senior Vice President of the Seattle Sonics and Storm and Chief Operating Officer of the Seattle Storm. Karen has been a strong advocate for women's basketball in the Northwest, unlike any other coach, player, or administrator to date. We are really happy to have her share with us about the great game women play today in the WNBA, and more importantly, the model of competitive play the Storm brings every game to the key and on the road.
And Karen, I'd like to welcome you, and could you start off by telling us a little bit about your background with Northwest women's basketball, both as a player at the UW, a high school coach. I believe you're the first administrator of the Seattle Reign, and now you're currently an integral part of the new ownership group of the Sonics and the Storm.
Yeah, I think as a young girl, I had the basketball in my hands at a really young age and had the great privilege of growing up in the Great Northwest, grew up in Edmonds, Washington, and graduated from Woodway High School and had a chance to initially start my college career at Green River Community College. Played there for a year while I rehabbed what I thought might be a career-ending injury, and then ultimately went on to play at Seattle U for a couple seasons, and then really had a chance, a unique situation. A scholarship opened up at UW, had a chance to transfer to University of Washington and finish my collegiate career in the Northwest at an institution that I had watched as a young girl. My dad worked at the UW for about 25 years, and my siblings and I used to follow all of the Husky sports. So to be a local girl, has a chance to finish her college career in a Husky uniform in front of Husky fans, really during the heyday of Husky basketball under Coach Gobrecht, was just a thrill.
Wow,
great way to cap off my career.
I didn't know all that, that's the route that you took before you got to the UW, Karen. That's great. I mean, that's terrific for parents to hear, because you can always, you know, dream and maybe fulfill that dream into a reality if you stay focused upon it. That's great.
Well, it was a great experience for me. It was a good lesson at a young age about how things don't always go as planned. You know, I was highly recruited my sophomore and junior year in high schools, and then had this devastating injury, and quite honestly, teams were not sure what my recovery was going to be like. And so ultimately, nobody in-state wanted to take a risk on me in terms of the Division I schools, and I really wanted to stay at home. I'm really close to my family, and really decided that I wanted to play college ball in the Northwest, which really limited some opportunity. I turned down some offers at schools outside of the state of Washington, and just went a different path, but ultimately ended up where I wanted to finish my career. And I think the silver lining in all of that is, although my name's not in a lot of the record books because I played at three different institutions, I have three times, you know, the number of teammates and coaches, and got to play basketball at every level, and took something away from each one of those experiences: junior college experience, the small college NAI experience at Seattle U, and then of course finishing up at UW at a Division I team that went to the Sweet 16 was just a cool thing. And more than anything, I got to really expand the number of people. And at the end of the day, that's really what sports is all about. It's the opportunity to work with others in a team atmosphere toward a common goal and really figure out how we can all come together to achieve success. So to do that in three different communities, really, as I look back in hindsight, however many years later, was really a blessing.
Wow, I'll tell you what, you got some memorabilia there you could put on eBay. You know, three Letterman's jackets and blankets,
yeah,
and
well,
all that stuff.
Yeah, how much my Green River Gator uniform would go for on eBay.
Oh, for sure. Karen, you kidding me? That stuff is hot.
Well, Karen, you just illustrated perfectly that the journey is almost always more rewarding than the destination. You know, the journey
you took to get
to where you wound up. Hey, how important is the Storm and the WNBA to women's basketball today? I mean, do you see the effects of your game having a positive effect on girls here in this area as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a word, it's huge. I'm not even sure there's any science that could really truly measure the impact that the WNBA has nationally, and really to some extent internationally, and then obviously more importantly, as we talk about the Storm in our community, is in each of the local markets that we're in. I mean, I think the opportunity, I mean, I hear stories all the time about young girls, now that the league has passed its 10th anniversary, girls who were in middle school, elementary school when the league was launched, and ever since that moment in time, and they watched some of those initial WNBA players, Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoop, Cynthia Cooper, ever since that day have aspired and dreamed to be a player in the WNBA. And, you know, players like Sue Bird, who now, you know, are star players, all-decade players in the WNBA, having that to look forward to, I think, gives girls an aspiration and a reality that their male counterparts have had for decades. And I think that you can't say enough about what it means as a young girl to be able to look at another female and see her doing what you want to do and just the impact that has on young people. I know for me as a young player, my idols were Dr. J and David Thompson. Mm-hmm. And although I had heard of this woman named Cheryl Miller, she played in this faraway town called Los Angeles at this faraway university called USC. At that time, women's basketball wasn't covered the way that it is today. It wasn't played on television. And so although I knew that there was this woman that everybody talked about that was really good, I couldn't see her, I couldn't feel her, I couldn't touch her, and I certainly couldn't meet her. And that has changed just, you know, exponentially in the last 10, 15 years, and the WNBA is a big part of that.
So did you end up having hops like David and Dr. J?
No, I didn't, but I didn't have some of the challenges they had either. So, you know, I remember when Mr. Thompson, you talk about adversity, sort of went through some of the adversity in his career and the impact that had on me as a young girl who had his posters in my room. And just really was actually a little bit of a lesson in how, you know, you look up to people, and for me, I looked up to a lot of athletes, and then understanding that really at the end of the day, they're people too, and they make mistakes, and they have choices in life, and I remember that being a really profound lesson for me, because I think you put athletes up on a pedestal, and when they make mistakes, as they do, because they're human, you know, I remember it being somewhat shattering to me, but a good lesson for me that, yes, they're tremendous athletes and tremendous talents, but at the end of the day, they're human and they're you know, fallible.
That's a great point. Tell us about the commitment of the Sonic Storm to the Northwest Hoops community, Karen. I don't think people in the Puget Sound really know how much money, time, and effort is provided by your staff, the team, the coaches, each season, during the season and in the off season.
Well, I have been here almost 10 years now, and counting my tenure with the Seattle Reign of the ABL, it's almost going on 13 years working in the professional basketball field. And, you know, for as long as I've been with the Sonics and Storm organization, reaching out to the basketball community has been a priority. But I think it's fair to say in the last probably 12 to 18 months, we've taken that to a new level. We have a new, newly created position in our organization dedicated full-time to basketball outreach. We hired a great young man by the name of Billy Rogers, who's the head basketball coach at Ballard High School, who what he does every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, is builds relationships in the basketball community, really position the Sonics and Storm as a resource, as an organization that acts as an ambassador for the game, and really do anything that we can to bolster all the great coaches, volunteers, players in our community that love the game. And we can bring a tremendous amount of just resource and energy and, you know, excitement and credibility to just continuing to build on what we all know is that the Northwest is a great basketball community. And so it's something that we've kind of rededicated ourselves to, put a lot of time and energy into not only building those relationships, conducting clinics, you know, going out this past summer, we refurbished 12 courts, outdoor courts around the community as part of our Neighbor Hoops program. And I can tell you, for all the time and energy we put out, we get it back tenfold just in positive response and really appreciation by people such as yourselves that really it reinforced that this is the right thing for us to be focused on.
Absolutely.
And you're really demonstrating that basketball, like a lot of team sports, is a game of giving, and you guys are doing that in a very big way. Now, the upcoming season, we got to talk about that. You've had some injuries. You had Sue Bird has had some challenging problems, and then Lauren Jackson with her foot problems. Can you guys get back to the finals again, or be real important in the season, in the postseason? And can she come back and have an MVP year?
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal every year, and as we get closer to the start of training camp, you know, the draft's right around the corner. Ann and I have been talking a lot the last several days. She's back in town now, really gearing up. And really, we're both really excited about this year, and I think we both are optimistic people, so tend to go into every season about this time feeling really good about our chances to be competitive, get into the playoffs, and try to get ourselves back to the finals. And I think this year is no different. We made a strategic decision to really keep the nucleus of the franchise together. We really feel like we have the skills we need in each position, have a team that's been together for a little while now, and rather than make changes, even though we were disappointed with last year's first-round playoff exit, really felt like if we bring the same team back together, they have another year together, and we can stay healthy. That was our biggest challenge last year.
Right.
Sue, Lauren, Izzy, JB, Sean, Wendy all suffered, you know, pretty significant injuries last year that kept them out for lengths of time, and he had a huge impact on our season, but really felt that we have the right pieces, just get them back all into training camp, keep everybody healthy this year, that we've got a shot again to get back to another finals, which is our goal every year.
I wanted to share a story. Recently, the Detroit Pistons came in last week, Karen, and you saw me talking to Coach Dave Collins, his assistant coach on that staff there, and he remembered who you were or who you are with the Seattle Storm, and you know, we were talking about coaching in the WNBA. We both had that experience, and he really enjoyed it, and he shared that with you as well. He brought up something that was very interesting. He said that Lauren Jackson is one of the best players he's ever seen play basketball, and that comes from a Hall of Famer, you know, the former Boston Celtic great. When you hear an NBA legend talk about one of your key acquisitions, one of your players that you've developed, how does that make you feel?
Extremely proud. And I know Ann, you know, of all the people involved with Lauren's development should be most proud. Ann has had a significant hand in Lauren's development, not only on the court, but off the court as well. And I think, you know, Lauren came to us at 19 years old, and our organization has nurtured her in a really meaningful way, and I think really tried to work very closely with Lauren to develop the whole person. But I think, you know, Lauren is obviously a phenom talent to start with. So first and foremost, Lauren deserves a lot of credit for the time and energy she has committed to growing herself as a basketball player. You know, she's raised by parents who, you know, played the game, and her mom certainly at a high level who went to LSU University. And so comes from good pedigree as a starting point. And, you know, her country tapped her at a young age as one of the future stars of the game in their country, and she certainly has delivered on that. So obviously you start with a tremendous asset, but I think we are really proud of how we have watched Lauren develop, again, as an MVP-type player, one of the best players in the world, if not the best, and just somebody that, you know, somebody like Coach Collins can stand by, and with all his, you know, success and jersey in the rafters and Hall of Famer, can really appreciate the true talent that she is. The things that that kid can do with a basketball in her hands and her ability to control a game with her size, her presence, she's a complete player. And I think she's a true sort of indicator and predictor of how quickly the women's game is continuing to evolve. And just, you know, I'm so glad she's here. And, you know, I would love to see Lauren Jackson finish her WNBA career right where she started, right here with the Seattle Storm.
Amen. I believe that, too. That was a great reflection on your part.
And the thing I love about it, Karen, is that Sue and Lauren, I mean, they're supremely talented. And you can tell that just by watching just a couple of minutes. But they play for the betterment of each other, and that's one of the qualities I like about the professional women's basketball league. It is fun to watch that way, because it's all about sharing the ball and giving of yourself to your teammates, and I'm excited about the season. I know my daughter is. Now, what can parents do to find out more information about the Storm community events and season ticket packages that are available?
As well as, but the one thing also, Karen, if you can touch on, is how our listeners out there, kids and parents, can go online and talk about what the Sonics and Storm have meant to them in the community.
Probably the single best resource for kind of all things Storm is our website, which is storm.wnba.com, and literally new information is going up there every week. We're in that time of the season here where we're getting ready for the draft and training camp, and opening night, of course, is right around the corner on May 19th. So, you know, people are encouraged to not only visit storm.wnba.com now just to check it out and get some baseline information if you don't have it already, but to check back frequently, because we're in that time of the year where new things are popping up every day. as players start to come back into the community, there'll be more events going on. We're working right now on a big public event, free event for families, come one, come all, at Green Lake on April 22nd. So there's just a lot of things that are going to be happening between now and opening night on May 19th. So that's the best place to find out what's going on, how to make sure you can get tickets to be there on opening night, which is always just a great, great event, doesn't disappoint. So, yeah, just encouraged to check it out and stay in tune. You can also call our offices at 206-217-WNBA, and we've got great, passionate staff on hand, informed, who can answer questions about how to get you involved. It's just, we're excited about going into our eighth season and just want to continue to do everything we can to get new people into Key Arena to watch this team play. And we know that once you're in there and have a chance to experience what Stormers basketball is all about, you'll be hooked.
I heard recently that there's a website out there where fans can go and go online and just chat about the Sonics experience, the Storm experience as well. Is that the KingCountyEventCenter.com?
What are we trying to do there? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, Tom. There's a couple things, though, and maybe it's a combination of these two. We just launched earlier this week a new website that's dedicated to educating the public about all the details associated with this arena development project.
Right.
Just want to make sure that as folks are hearing more about this, as we wind down the legislative session, that more than anything, fans have a place where they can go to have some of their questions addressed relative to this issue.
So, and they can comment on that too, Karen?
You know, there's a place where you can sign up for a newsletter. I'm not sure you're referencing the comments. I'm not exactly sure where that is. I know that's not on the arena site. There is a place where you can sign up for a newsletter. There is a link that takes you to various legislators so that if you're a fan, you can make sure legislators know you support the teams. And
that's the one I'm talking about.
Eventcenter.com.
What's that called?
Eventcenterfacts.com.
That's right. That's the one I heard on the radio the other day.
The other one, there's a grassroots organization called Save Our Sonics and Storm. Their website is saveoursonics.org. That site does have some places where fans can, trying to get a forum where fans can learn how to get involved, learn how they can participate with these grassroots organizations to help save the teams. And that website may very well have a place where fans just are posting comments, reflections, and testimonials.
I want to thank you, Karen, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to visit with us and talk about the exciting game of your Seattle Storm team. We really look forward to watching U.S. Olympic coach Ann Donovan and her staff lead the team into this season and hope that the parents of boys and girls out there will take time to come to the Key and watch some of the world's greatest athletes perform this spring and summer. Best wishes to you and your great team over there at the Key, Karen.
Well, thanks to you and Coach Guy for having me on. FSLT is a great partner. Really appreciate everything you guys continue to do to advocate on behalf of kids participating in sports and what that experience is all about. So thanks for having me and appreciate your continued support of the Storm.
Okay, thanks again, Karen, and have a fantabulous family sports life today.
Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today program, please give us a call and we'll try to use it in a future episode. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH. Or send us email, familysportslifetoday@gmail.com.
And please visit our website at familysportslifetoday.com. You can listen to these programs online or subscribe and download them to your iPod or other MP3 players. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes.
Hey, coaches. Hey, parents. Hey, kids. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a great family sports life today.